I will get this shit right eventually. I think I may have it somewhat okay right there.
I think that it's looking pretty good.
I think it really is, too.
I just hope that I'm not a mongoloid and move my face from the mic.
Do whatever the fuck you want, whatever the fuck you want. And then you fucking beer opens and he hands it and goes, drink it, don't let it fucking go to waste, goddamn it. And he fucking packs the bowl up and hits it and fucking hands it to me and goes, you gonna fucking think you gonna fucking just smoke fucking weed all fucking day long like it's fucking Cheech and Chong, you fucking motherfucking.
It's a potty mouth.
Fuck.
All right. Oh my god.
What is this? Damn it. I don't know.
What are you doing over there?
Fucking dying.
Are you?
I think. I mean, each day I get closer and closer to death.
Are you like that cop that ate the pot brownie and called 911?
Do what?
Are you like the cop that ate that brownie and called 911? You remember that? You remember that video?
Yeah,
that was hilarious. I think we're dying. I think I'm dead.
I mean, I know each day.
What? You should be up here, Jody.
She's real healthy. This stuff gets there. She thinks she's dying because she's rolled up the RJ.
Mm-hmm.
Come to find out when our second stuff by the bar, the check and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He had made special brownies the night before. She ate like half a pan of brownies.
Oh, wow.
So she was just baked out of her room.
That's hilarious. I didn't hear about that one.
I read it.
That is funny. All right, mic check. I feel, goddamn, that was loud. See, this is what happens when you take a microphone to a cabin. I don't know what's going on here.
There's what? People next to us were...
Oh, God, look, I got a left mic.
Oh, shit.
Sorry. Jody, we have issues. Look at me.
Fix it.
Well, God, I'm not a fucking octopus.
Robbie's sitting right here next to you.
Robbie's too busy laughing.
Yeah, well, no, I'm... No, this ain't a sound check. This is a fucking catastrophe. Come on, I think. I'm not. Oh, look at there. That's what I mean. Oh, what the fuck? What the fuck happened there? These mics might be fucking jinxed. They're cursed. We got cursed. Was it Lefty Lucy, Righty fucking Tiny right there? This is one for the books. Hey, how you doing there, Malice? I'm trying to secure shit. What?
I forgot this shit was still rolling.
No, it is. Oh, yeah. Fucking outtakes and shit, you know. Is that coffee okay for you? Is it alright?
Yeah, it's delicious.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it good?
It's really good.
No. Well, I don't think anything's going to fall apart right now, other than this upcoming podcast. Can we get one more mic check?
Well, yes, we can.
I'm kind of loud. I'm always fucking loud. All right, let me try that. All right, give me a 1-2-1-2.
A 3-4-3.
A 3-4-3-2-2. What?
I don't even know.
What the fuck was that?
It looks like I am pretty loud. I don't know. Is that loud?
No, no. Actually, I think that's actually perfect.
All right.
That, but that's my opinion. But I am no audio engineer. I am no producer, board guy, or nothing. I'm just a guy with dreads who is baked and getting the caffeine coursing through my veins and going to try and record something with you, my friend, that people will like. Man, that's a lot of fucking pressure. Don't fuck with me. That's Facebook. Send me a text message. No, we'll do that during the show.
Okay.
One more sound check.
Just one more?
Just the tip.
I gotta go.
Yes, just one more of the tip. Scary. Yeah, this is about, this is a horror show, and that's some pretty scary shit. Oh, we have pain. No, don't worry about it, man. This is the insane asylum. You know how much shit gets spilled in here? Malice just
blood.
I plead the fifth. But Malice just spilled hot coffee all over him.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Whoa.
All right. Fucking mic check. Man, you got scared.
Holy shit, I didn't even know we were doing this.
Oh, yeah. I like to surprise it. Surprise mic check.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Fucking Gomer Pyle in the house. Yeah, it looks pretty good. I can always tell when you laugh on Audacity there. Looks like a machine gun going off. There it goes again. All right, here we go. Another mic check. Malice is nowhere to be found.
Go. My mind is blank.
Not.
I was trying to think of something like completely funny and hilarious to say.
Well, see,
and
that's
everything
that's
left my mind.
That's
everything just left my mind.
Where'd it go?
My kids are like digging this. So this duck walks into a bar, right, and goes up to the bartender, asks for some guapes, and they fucking lose it, dude.
Some like, what?
Some guapes.
Some guapes?
Some guapes. Instead of grapes.
And that's funny to them?
Dude, they think it's fucking hilarious. They asked me to tell a joke like 5 times in a row.
That is awesome. But they also like, it's raining tacos.
They do. It's raining tacos. Myself.
What?
Huh?
What did you say?
You want to hear a funny story?
Yes.
A funny traumatic story.
Okay.
Mike, I'm gonna
number 10, by the way.
I'm gonna shorten it up. Okay. So, traumatic funny story. This is one of the times that my dad tried to kill me. So long story short, some people pull
up. You're
still
alive?
Yeah. Some people pull up in a fucking truck. He's in the bed of the truck. They pick him up, fucking throw him in the yard, and fucking, so he's fucked up on some shit. I don't know what he's on, and then they fucking take off. I get him in the house. I think that he's going, you know, into a diabetic coma because he's like pretty much lifeless, but he's breathing.
No, he's in one of those, I'm going to die, I bet it, coma.
So I'm like checking his sugar, and like he wakes up and like freaks out and like starts yelling and screaming, "What are you doing to me?" And I go in the kitchen.
What were you doing to your daddy?
Checking his blood sugar. And like he follows me into the kitchen, and pulls a knife out, tries to stab me, and you know he's fucked up on something. So I, you know, I'm able to defend his slasher rage. I quickly push him, you know, out of my way and run through the house screaming, you know, get out, he's got a knife. And everybody sits on the couch and, you know, they don't run. And, you know, I leave, they call me, I come back, and him and my brother are fighting in the yard.
It's a mic check. KFC's here. Sorry, Malice.
No, you're good. He swings like this pipe at me, and like my brother goes to tackle him and slams him on the ground as the cops are pulling up, and you know he busts his head open and he looks at the cop, he goes, I want to press charges. And it just, I mean, that's humorous to me because you just tried to kill a few people in the house and you want to press charges.
That is kind of humorous, man. Thank you for the story. Nice mic check story, man.
Yeah, I hope.
Secret mic check. Malice don't know about it.
What?
What'd I do, man? Merry Christmas. You like that?
Reindeer fucking
coffee mug.
Oh shit, I got somebody sitting on my lap.
I know, man. You can actually move that bitch. You can just set her up there behind you. So there you go. Whatever works, man. This is a mic check, by the way.
Hell yeah.
Do you know that?
I had an idea. I thought I saw you doing something when I walked in.
Oh, man. Fucking gave it away. That's kind of fucked up.
Need a fucking cigarette.
What?
Need a fucking cigarette.
No. Well, how about it?
I might need to move closer to the mic, too.
Pull that down. Put that in front of one of your fucking faces. God, this is a fucking mic check.
What's that?
What?
Can you make that sound again?
Bobby, put it in front of your face. I just got to hear what everybody says.
Look at that red rocket in front of my face.
Red rocket.
Mmm.
Yum.
And just to think, some chicks can deep throat that. Put it right down their gully.
See, look, as you can tell, man, you're going to have to speak up. You see that shit, man.
How about that? Is that better?
No, that is.
The voice don't get much louder than this.
Okay. No, that's fine, then. That's fine. Swing it back to Rodney. I said your name again.
You did.
I'm supposed to refer to you as Malice. I mean that's what you're gonna have to deal with this entire fucking show, man.
What a way to start that mic check. I sound lovely, don't I?
Sound terrific.
Yeah.
So, I got this story, man. I went to Kroger this morning to get some stuff for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And we need some other things, but you know I couldn't decide on whether I wanted to get them or not.
Right.
I was weirding people out, man. I'd grab something off the shelf, and I'd be like, you don't need this right now.
You talk like that.
Yeah, I was changing my voice. You don't need to get this right now. You can get that later. And I'm like, yeah, that's a good idea. And put it back on the shelf and go, walking toward the front of the store, you know, to cash out, see something else. I'm like, nah, we'll get that later. Yeah, put that back. You don't need to get a bunch of stuff right now. Your basket's full.
That is hilarious. The people that you got in front.
No, I mean, they were, like, getting out of my way.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely one way to clear an aisle. That's for sure.
people were definitely staring.
Running from the door. I'm surprised like SWAT didn't show up because they thought they had like an active nutcase shooter talking to himself, getting ready to get into an argument over a bag of fucking M&Ms.
That's funny. I bought M&Ms.
So you won that fight.
You know, if I can remember next time. If I can remember next time, I'm going to go in and make sure there's someone in the aisle and pick up a can of biscuits. And I'm going
to... Yeah. Now we need to go get some mustard because I like mustard on my biscuits.
Fried taters. I like fried taters.
I really like them French fried taters.
Fried taters.
I reckon I don't want to kill nobody.
All right. This is a mic check. Mine don't look too bad. Unfortunately, Malice is not with us, but we got the Bobster.
Shit. How's it looking over there, man? Does that look pretty strong?
No, that actually, that's
looks pretty strong. Maybe I could back up off of it.
No, that's you right there. Yeah. It actually looks pretty decent.
It looks
man.
Pretty tough.
It looks good, man. I think we're going to be okay. Thank you for sitting in. Let me see this.
Hey, man, no problem.
I you know, always wanted to, you know, do a podcast with you, and, you know, I'm glad you ended up stopping over, and we could do this. All right. Everything looks fucking good, man. So we're going to take a mic check right now, see what's happening. Of course, the dog happened to come in. What you got, brother?
Hey, how's it looking over there, man? Is that strong?
Yeah.
Oh, how's that one?
Well, that one worked well.
Oh, I was gagging on the mic.
What if Ted Bundy was a crisis actor?
Maybe he was. Maybe they were doing crisis acting all the way back to the 30s.
So who was killing all the people?
Government. Blaming it on individuals just so they can have gun control.
You son of a bitch.
Just so they can, 70 years later, have gun control and shit. They saw the future coming. They knew what it was going to be.
They were thinking, man. They were thinking. Shut up, dog.
I'm going to tell people that from now on. That's what I do for a living. I'm a crisis actor.
Well, you did mention that, you know, if you're going to go out and do a crime and you get caught and it's something of, you know, big proportions, that you should probably just, you know, for shits and giggles, you know, like many serial killers, go out and just say, fuck it. You may want to just go out and say, hey, I'm a crisis actor, bought and paid for by the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
If you're going to go down for something big, why not make people
think
for the rest of their lives?
Why not make people think about it?
You got people be on Alex Jones saying, there, he said it.
He said it. It's got to be true.
Yeah.
And you post it on Facebook, cemented in the history books forever.
Yeah. Yep. He was one of the first crisis actors. He didn't do nothing.
I think Vlad was the first crisis for the Catholic Church.
Yeah, it was the Catholic Church killing all those people, putting them on stakes, blaming it on him so they could go and attack him. Sounds a lot like 9/11.
Vlad was a I was going to say a pansy, a patsy.
Yeah, Lee Harvey Oswald was a direct descendant.
No, we got a mic check.
How's that? That's big time.
Yeah.
I can actually go back here and not have it as much in my throat because...
My grill.
Yeah. My throat is fucking sore from sucking all those dicks. those big human cocks.
Man. Jesus.
Hey, Seuss. I can swallow it. I can swallow it all.
You go now.
I said what I said. Bum bum.
Nobody knew we had G-Chan. Nobody knows who G-Chan is yet.
G-Chan rock his set. G-Chan here outside his element. G-Chan used to be around hardcore gangbangers. But recognize G-Chan's in the house.
Oh my God.
G-Chan have feelings too, but they all mean feelings.